In a landmark federal appeals court ruling on Monday, federal court overturned a previous ruling preventing the Victorian state-owned logging agency Vic Forests from continuing logging in 66 locations across the state. The decision was hailed as a common sense move by the Construction, Mining, Forestry and Energy Union, but the legal process is far from over. The environmental group responsible for the original case, Friends of Leadbeater's Possums, is considering a further appeal to the High Court. Ryan Stanton asked Steve Meacher, president of Leadbeater's Possums, what the backstory for this case was.
The court case began in 2017 when we took Vic Forests to court alleging that because they had not conducted the 5-yearly reviews that are required under the Regional Forest Agreement, that they hadn't actually been complying with the requirements of the RFA and therefore their logging was unlawful under the federal legislation. We lost on that separate question, but during that case, the Council for the Commonwealth stated that if we could prove there were breaches on the ground, that would extinguish Vic Forest's exemption and make their logging unlawful. And we presented that before the court in 2019, and we were successful. Justice Mortimer in the federal court found in our favour and found that logging had been or would have been unlawful. Vic Forests appealed, and yesterday we received the decision of the appeals court that even when the logging is being conducted in breach of state laws, it isn't required to comply with federal law, and therefore the appeal was allowed.
There's been some discussion about the specifics of the way this was overturned and how it may allow Vic Forests to keep logging despite breaching some state laws, according to the federal courts. Can you explain a little bit more about this to me?
It wasn't that it said that they are allowed to continue logging. It simply said that if the logging is conducted under an RFA, a Regional Forest Agreement, it completely removes the federal law.
What exactly are these RFAs?
RFA is Regional Forest Agreement, and it's basically an agreement between state governments and the federal government that when logging is being conducted in native forests where there are federally listed threatened species, the Commonwealth government agrees not to become involved. So essentially, it's handing over responsibility for the protection of federally listed threatened species to the states.
What can be done to save these animals at this point?
Well, that's the question we are asking ourselves, and the question essentially that we will be putting to the High Court. We do believe that the federal law, which is primarily the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act, must stand for something. And that's why we're taking this to the High Court. And we will find out what happens at that level. In the meantime, we should stress that both Justice Mortimer's decision and the decision of the appeals court yesterday did confirm that the logging that had been conducted and would have been conducted was in breach of the state law. So there should be action at the state level, at least to prevent future breaches, if not to punish past breaches. I don't think it's accurate to see yesterday's decision as a free pass for Vic Forest to do what they like. It's confirmation that they must comply in full with state regulations.
Can you explain what state reform to deal with these issues might look like?
Not really. A lot of these things are currently being discussed, and the regulator for these matters within the Department of Environment is the Office of Conservation Regulation, so really they should be acting on these things.
What can people concerned about these possums do to help?
Well, the main thing I would actually like to say is how much we appreciate the support we've had from the Victorian public and from Australians and, in fact, people all around the world who have supported our appeal. So we don't feel that we're alone in this fight. We're actually supported by thousands and thousands of people who believe that there is reason to conserve threatened species and their habitat.
Stephen Meacher, president of Leadbeater's Possums, ending that report by Ryan Stanton.